Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
This is Sunbow, brother, and you're listening to the Shining Rivers. The Shining Wizards. Alex and Sam, brother.
Go ahead.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, where it's wrestling talk.
And live fucking talking about wrestling, bitches.
I am Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff.
And I am the ace, Cowboy Bob Orton.
Cass included. He's of got course. It on. I'm not lying about that. What's going on, Tone?
Nothing much, man. Welcome. Welcome back, and this is your first full show.
It's a leap of faith what I'm doing right now.
It's fucking crazy, right?
Putting my whole reputation on the line doing a two-man.
And this is our go-home show to the big episode 100.
Episode 100.
Which will be airing in 2 weeks' time. I think we're actually recording that on July 8th.
Monday night, right?
I don't know if we're going to go live then, but I figured, fuck it. If it's you and I, we're just dicking around tonight.
Yeah, this is the go-home, big-time go-home, throw-away show.
Throw this up on Ustream. Let me know if you can hear us out there, and you can call in at 201-467-8949. That's 8-Wiz for Wizards.
Not to be confused with piss. 8-Wiz.
Taking a fucking, what was it, a golden stream? What
the fuck? Golden shower?
A golden shower.
God.
Goddamn golden shower.
Right away, right into it.
Did you watch any wrestling this week?
I watched Raw, some of it, most of it. I had it added on a TV with, but the Stanley Cup was on that night too. The Chicago Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup, so I was kind of, CM Punk cares, all right?
Of course he does.
I had to avert my attention to the Stanley Cup, but I did end up, you know, going to the app and all that nonsense and reading about what happened. And I don't know, kind of a mixed bag. Some stuff I thought was good.
Yeah, you know what? In reading the spoilers, it's nice that they actually gave Daniel Bryan a tap-out victory over Randy Orton.
Oh, they had to after the week before. Because like, they gave him the immediate rematch on SmackDown, but no one watches SmackDown and compared to Raw, so they had to do it again.
Yeah, and I mean, and plus he had the injury, which kind of like, you know, started the whole thing with like, you know, oh, he had to lose by ref stoppage, and
yeah.
You know, and then the fucking... Like, you know, like he took the count out and he's like, no, you know, he's like, I want to do it again.
Nah, and that's cool that they did that, because from what they did with what I heard about what happened with the backstage stuff, normally that's the end of somebody's career. Daniel Bryan going into Triple H's face like that. But I mean, that's I don't know. Maybe times have changed since the days of Triple H.
Yeah, but you know what? Maybe Daniel Bryan just feels comfortable enough now where he's in a position where he can get away with
as
something
he should.
Like that.
He's the best guy they got, just about.
Definitely. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
As you could tell, I actually did some movement in the studio. We're still on the Sopranos theme song from last week.
That's great. A lot of stuff going on down here. Yeah, Raw, they continued on with the big thing, I think, was the CM Punk. Paul Heyman, was Paul Heyman behind the Brock Lesnar stuff? Or
yeah, and I didn't see the whole thing, but from what I was reading, Curtis Axel actually came out to help him.
Yeah, because they did the whole, you know, I forgive you, but do I really forgive you, CM Punk, Paul Heyman deal, where they hugged, but Punk had the look on his face that Paul Heyman can't see, like I don't really trust you. And then you know, he fought the Darren Young, African American John Cena.
Yes.
And then you know, Titus O'Neil got involved, and then Curtis Axel ran down at the behest of Paul Heyman, and CM Punk wasn't too thrilled with that. But the segment with Paul Heyman and CM Punk was pretty much the story going into it. They had a love fest, like an actual love fest that Punk or Paul Heyman said "I love you" to the other one, and thought they were reaching a little bit with that, but they actually, they said "You're my best friend," all this kind of stuff, and. Sorry, I doubted you.
You know, Paul Heyman, he's always been considered a genius.
Right.
Not so much with the money end of things, but no. You know, he's very smart with putting stories together, you know, write, you know, booking things. Do you think maybe they might be relying on things like Paul Heyman too much, and, you know, especially bringing back all the McMahons and relying on them again?
Yeah, I guess it is. I have no problem with them bringing people back as long as it's something different with them. And I think I actually kind of dug, I wanted to bring this up last week. I kind of dug the whole McMahon thing, having Triple H, Vince, and Stephanie, like, all giving out orders to Vicky Guerrero at different times, and her kind of confused as to which one to actually listen to. I thought that was kind of new, because, like, you didn't have that. You always had one of them in complete power, but now, like, you have one segment where Stephanie telling her what to do. You have another segment with Triple H telling her what to do, and she's so conflicted. I thought that was kind of interesting. But other than that, I mean, Paul Heyman, yeah, you rely on Paul Heyman too much. It would be different if he was writing the whole show. Then I'd say fucking put the whole load on him. But
now I understand he's with, you know, he's with CM Punk. He was with Brock Lesnar. You liking the pairing with him and Curtis Axel?
Still not feeling it.
Yeah. See, I didn't watch it this week, so I don't know if it was growing on me yet or not. But
all Axel's only appearance was the run-in. And he didn't say anything or do anything. He just saved him. And Paul Heyman was just like, it was 2-on-1. I had to. It was 2-on-1. And that was it. I mean, Axel, still kind of blah on him.
The other thing that we talked about a few weeks ago was the fact that maybe they're actually starting to build tag teams again. They had a triple threat between, I think it was the Usos, the Primetimes, and some other team.
Yeah, it's the winner gets fed to the Shield.
Yeah, so the Usos actually won, yeah, so it looks like they're strapping it to them. And who knows? I mean, something goes down on SmackDown with the Usos and the Shield, and I don't want to spoil anything, but let's just say Eddie was none too happy with the results if you read them on Facebook.
Of the spoilers for SmackDown?
Yes.
Wasn't too happy about it? I read them. I wasn't anything about it, but
Okay, spoiler alert. Fuck it.
We don't have to.
No, I'm ready to. I don't give a shit.
All right.
Nah, whatever. Fuck it.
Yeah, we won't spoil it.
See,
but
this is what we do on the show. You don't see that too much because these other guys like to yell that aren't here tonight. You know, Eddie's delivering pizzas to his grandmother and Matt's, I don't know, something like that. So anyway, no, we work together, and if there's something that, you know, we don't want to go in on, you know, sometimes
it doesn't bother me either way. I'd rather, I mean, we don't have to.
I'm peeling back the 17th wall. I want people to know how it works.
Yeah, but it looks like they're trying to do something with the tag division with the Usos, and who knows about the Wyatts if they're coming in. How many Wyatts are there?
I don't know, but here's an interesting question. You've been following this whole Briscoes fiasco?
I have.
Yeah, apparently if you've been living under a rock or you just haven't read anything, and give credit to my boy Stevie J over at Angry Marks, apparently the Briscoes are not leaving Ring of Honor. Maybe not.
They're not?
No, apparently they're only on hiatus for about a month. They're currently not under contract, but according to what I've read, the word is that they're going to be coming back after a month's time. There's supposed to be a big announcement about what they're doing with the title, but that doesn't mean anything. Like, they could just leave the title on him for a month and just do without.
Well, that aren't their shows already taped up until, like,
yeah, it's
July,
possible.
Like the end of July or something like that.
But I thought that they made a statement where Briscoe was too beat up because he got beat up by Scum.
Right.
So they're writing him out. What they decide to do in terms of that, you know, they may keep the belt on him. Who knows? But as of right now, the Briscoes aren't under contract as far as I'm aware, as far as what I've read.
So let the speculation and the rumors.
Let everybody think about what they're going to think about.
Yeah. I just read that they just wanted to spend time with their kids or something like that.
It's possible.
Yeah, but
it's possible.
Who knows? That's big news because, you know, they've been there since just about
forever,
very long time. Yeah. I mean, I don't keep up with the ROH that much, but they've been there for a long time, and apparently the belt has been. There's never been a discontinuation of the belt, like a strippage of the belt, and then a tournament or something like that. In like 10 years or however. How long has Ring of Honor been around?
I think 12 years 12 now, 13,
years. So
something like
what
that.
I thought I read.
I think they came into existence just after ECW folded, whether it was 2001, 2002.
Okay. Cause,
well, I don't know for sure, so don't. You know what? Call me and tell me I'm wrong. Fuck it. 201-467-8-WIZ.
I'm sure some of you guys know a shit ton more about Ring of Honor than I do.
A shit ton.
Yeah,
that's like bigger than a metric ton.
That's, yeah, it's actually.
It's about 1.5 metric tons.
It's more proven science.
And more odoriferous.
Goddamn right. Flowers. But yeah, like no one, like, you know how like someone gets hurt in WWE, they strip them, have a tournament. That hasn't happened in Ring of Honor in 10 years or something like that.
Or they could just, you know, keep them with the belt and just let them do whatever they want without defending.
Yeah, well, yeah, nothing like that.
Which WWE seems to do a lot more lately. They did it with Ziggler with the concussion. They did it with CM Punk.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Eh, whatever. Whatever floats their boat, the flavor of the month, you know, whatever mood they're in.
The flavor, the motion of the ocean, yeah.
You know what? We should do impressions for about 10 minutes.
Oh, I used to do a really good Mankind.
All right, come on, let's hear it.
Hold on, I can't. I don't know if it's going to come over good on the air or if I can even still do it.
Well, there's a few guys that everybody does. Everybody does a Dusty Rhodes. Everybody does a Terry Funk. Everybody pretty much does a John Laurinaitis these days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. All right, who was Mankind? Give me someone that Mankind feuded with. Undertaker?
Oh, no, Triple H.
Triple H.
That was the big one.
Yeah, but that's when it was going towards Cactus.
All right, all right. You know what? Then do the Undertaker, sure.
Oh, man, this is putting me on my spot. This is probably going to suck. I used to, like 12, 15 years ago, I used to do this perfect.
I hope it does suck.
No, it probably will suck. You know something, Undertaker? I can't do it with the headphones on. Hold on.
I'll take them off. All right, go ahead.
You know, Oh, God, it's so bad.
No, you got it.
Undertaker, when I see you with the Hell in the Cell. No, see, it's so bad.
Like the Macho Man trying to do
Mankind. No, yeah, it is. Hold on. All right, there you go. Got the little creep. And I couldn't take my mind off anything that you were saying to me. And then all of a sudden, I grabbed you and wee! 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 Wee!
I like
Uncle
it.
Uncle Paul.
Uncle.
Tell me I'm doing good, Uncle Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Wee! And start pulling out his hair.
Oh, man. Kevin was doing the face and everything. It was awesome.
I had to, like, the mandible claw out, like, wee!
It was awesome. Remember the time he beat up JR? He attacked JR, and he's like, somebody call a doctor.
Somebody get somebody over here.
Oh, man. That was awesome.
That's 6 minutes into the show, or whatever, however
now
far
it's we're 12 minutes already.
Look at that.
Time's flying.
Hey, I'm having fun.
Okay, so we talked about Ring of Honor. We talked about continuity, but there's been rumors going around that Colt Cabana is actually being brought back in, possibly to be part of the announced team.
I did read something about that. Don't know anything about confirmation or not, but that would be awesome.
Do you know how old Colt Cabana is?
I don't.
See, I'm wondering if he's thinking about maybe retiring, and that's why he's looking for a position announcing. I don't know.
Would he be that? Does he have that much mileage on him?
Yeah, I don't think so, but I think if you're willing to take a job in WWE, no matter what it is...
Oh, yeah, I'd jump on it.
You know? But who knows? It was just a thought. It was something that I had read in passing that CM Punk's been pushing for Colt Cabana to get brought in, but...
Well, they just got rid of Stryker.
Yeah, I read that too. What about that shit?
That's, I don't know. I'm not too surprised about that. I'm sure Stryker's probably a little relieved too.
Was Stryker doing mostly like backstage interviews at
backstage
this point?
Backstage interviews, yeah, pretty much, and that WWE app stuff. But then this is a spoiler alert, but who cares, because it's main event. And
spoiler alert.
They got Alex Riley now taking over for Matt Stryker.
A-Rod.
Which is, A-Rod, to me, Jesus, is a miscarriage of justice, because I think A-Rod should be in the ring rocking faces.
Yeah, but I think A-Rod pissed off way too many people.
Well,
I think he got in trouble for sandbagging quite a bit, too. Didn't he fuck up Ryback when he didn't want to get up for a powerbomb or some shit?
I thought it was Cena that he pissed off.
Maybe
a while
it was
ago.
Cena. It could have been.
He stood up to Cena, and then Cena just made him his bitch or something like that.
Listen, no matter how much you people bitch about Cena, I don't know if he plays politics or whatnot, but the dude is the WWE champion. He's been in the company for 10 years. He's got clout. Don't fuck with him.
Exactly.
Especially if you're fucking A-Rod.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you're a fucking young dude and you're there, like, it's like fucking Blue Meanie said, like, when he was talking about mass transit. Do you remember that story?
The mass transit.
Yeah, the dude that New Jack bladed.
Yeah.
He died, by the way, as an aside. yeah, unrelated yeah, like diabetic later, issues. Though. No, not from that.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
He was like, you know what? He's like, here's this fucking kid. Nobody knows him from Adam. And he comes in. He's saying, I want to do this. I want to do that. Just, he's like, you sit there. You shut up. You listen. You say yes, sir, no, sir. And you go along with what you're told to do.
I agree. I don't know what the whole story was, but that was fucking...
But it goes to a bigger problem, though. Like, a lot of these guys that have come up, they don't have the experience to know any of this. So they're fucking coming out of, like, NXT or some other, like, fucking farm program. And they really have no idea about respect for the business.
Yeah, some of them got to get a little too big for their britches, I guess, is probably an understatement.
Wait, who said that? Demolition, too big for britches. I bring in the powers of pain.
Colt Cabana, quoting the Wikipedia, is 33.
Yeah, so he's still got some years left.
He's what I call an experienced or a young veteran.
He's an experienced journeyman.
I remember calling Doc or Luke Gallows that. I called him at a WrestleCon. I called you're a young veteran. He's like, I've never heard it put like that. That's pretty good. Fucking Luke Gallows. Then he's like, it was great. He's like, can I get a couple words? He's like, tell me where you got those beers, and you have a couple words with me. So I made Mega Powers go get me two beers, and I gave them to Luke Gallows.
Wait, you gave Luke two beers?
Well, I gave him one. I gave one to Mike Knox, or Mega Powers drank it or something.
All right, well, at least he wasn't being greedy about it.
No, I just said two because...
You know what, though, man? Like we were talking about WrestleCon again, like, last week, and... you know, it's shit like that, not even necessarily WrestleCon, but, like, when you get to interact with some of these guys that are supposed to be larger than life, it's a fucking cool experience.
Oh, it's great. I'm loving it.
Like, Sami Callihan, the first fucking PWS show we all went to, you know, like, well, after we started the show, he just fucking walks up to us online. It's like, yo, let me jump in and get a coffee. It's like, dude, fucking get a coffee.
Yeah.
And we chewed the fucking poor woman out. She's like, it's a dollar, whatever. Like, dude, it's Sami Callihan. Just give him a fucking coffee.
Give the man his coffee.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the good things are happening for him, too. Sami Callihan.
Yes.
Good for Sami Callihan.
Maybe the first night on Raw, he'll wear a Shining Wizard shirt. We can only hope.
That would be great.
Hey, be a mark, buy the shirt, shiningwizards.com. Get some merchandise. We only have a handful left, literally.
God damn right.
I was going through the inventory last week, and we really don't have many shirts left.
Really?
How many
did you initially order?
I think it was something like 100.
Okay.
So we've only got a few left. And as you can see on our website, shiningwizards.com, shameless plugs.
There you go.
Lots of dudes out there rocking. Lots of ladies, too, rocking the shirt.
Props to my ladies.
That's right. $10 shipped. Where the fuck are you going to beat that?
Nowhere.
International orders. You know what? It costs us money to ship them, and we don't really want to lose money. So we could send you a shirt anyway. You just got to be willing to pay the shipping.
We'll email it to you.
Yes, via the interwebs.
Holograms are a big thing
we
now.
We can do that. We have the technology. we can make them stronger and better. Dude, we should get an e-shirt and put it on like the Xbox Live thing, so when you're playing your fucking games with your friends.
SmackDown versus Raw or whatever, you could put that, you
that'd
can download
be, that'd
the,
be
e-
tits.
The e-Shining Wizard shirt.
That'd be fucking awesome.
Do you know how to do that?
No fucking clue. No. I don't even know if it's humanly possible for somebody like us to do it.
Someone figure it out.
You know what? If I have enough free time, maybe I can figure it out. Sure. Nah, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. Okay. Real big discussion that I wanted to get into. Apparently, our good friend Jake the Snake Roberts had a bit of a relapse this past week. He's been clean and sober for a while. From what I was watching in the videos that were posted by the fellas that are living in the accountability house, a.k.a. DDP's house, he met up with an old friend who got out of jail, and he fell, and he had a couple of drinks. And he wound up, you know, admitting it, and he's saying, you know, like, he wants to, it was just a small relapse, and he wants to stay on the straight and narrow, and he wants the pills that he was taking to, like, you know, make him sick if he drinks the alcohol. And to be honest with you, like, when I first read this and when I first saw the videos, I didn't think, like, oh, shit, here we go again. I'm thinking, you know what? He's had a problem. He's dealt with it for so long. These things happen. Sometimes it's weakness, and you know what? You get stronger getting over the weakness.
I agree. My first reaction to this was when I actually watched the video was like, this is just gut instinct. I'm like, what's the big fucking deal? But then again, I'm not an addict, so I don't know what that's like. I don't know if whatever you hear is true about the one drink and then you're done again, like, or it happens, or it's a slippery slope sort of deal. So I'm not going to sound like callous and say, oh, what's the big fucking deal? It's only a beer. It's only two beers or whatever the fuck he had.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, whatever. Like, I did, but then like again, you stop and you think to yourself, like, I don't know what it's like to be in that situation, so I don't know what it's like to be having to your life. I mean, and don't get me wrong, I love to drink. I have a beer right now. I go out to a bar, but just about every night in the week, and I go and I toss them back all the time. But I also get up and go to work for 8 hours a day in the morning, and all that stuff. So I don't know what it's like to have your life depending on that. So it's probably a more serious situation than I was initially thinking.
Yeah.
The only thing that I just realized is that, so he stopped taking those pills that make you violently ill?
That's what it seemed like, because he was actually talking to a couple of the young fellas that live in the house. And they were, you know, they were taking him to task.
I saw the video. He's like, yeah, I want to start taking the pills again. That's what he said. I'll take the pills all the time.
Or... You know what? Maybe I don't want to say he's addicted to the pills, but maybe he honestly is still not ready to get rid of them. And you know what? Maybe this lapse was just him realizing that, you know what? I've come this far, but I still have so much more to go.
Right. And
so
I
could use the help. And if the help comes in the form of that pill to keep him from drinking, I mean, I don't know if those are addictive in and of themselves, but I would think if you're taking a pill to stop you from doing something that's harmful, then is there really something that wrong with it? Even if he's still not ready to get off it at this point.
Right. But to stop taking the pill, unless a doctor said that he doesn't have to anymore, is a conscious decision that he made himself.
Yeah.
So he thought that he was strong. I'm just guessing.
We're not doctors.
I don't know if a doctor told him to stop taking the pill. If a doctor told him that he doesn't have to take it anymore, that's one thing. But if he made the conscious decision to stop taking the pill that makes you violently ill when you touch alcohol, if he made that decision himself, he thought that he was ready to handle it and take it upon himself, which I can only imagine for an addict, it's got to be the hardest decision you could ever make to stay away from it when it's not going to make you violently ill. So he made the conscious decision to stop, maybe made the conscious decision to stop taking the pill. And then right then and there, now he is not a ticking time bomb, but now he's more acclimated to temptation.
And it could be, look, if you're in a house with somebody that's got, you know, people on you 24/7, there could be pressure, you know, just being in that situation. It could make you more anxious. It could give you more anxiety. It could put you in a situation where, like, holy shit, like, I've been doing this for so long. Now I got to break the fuck out of this because it's driving me nuts. I don't know. I don't live in the house.
Right.
I know everybody down there seems to be very supportive of one another. It's kind of like, you know, like its own community down there, like
now,
their own family.
Who are those three kids, those three guys that were having a conversation?
I think they might just be people that are dead or that are living there as well doing the program.
It had labeled the interns.
Yeah, maybe they work for DDP. Maybe they
work
for his company.
Like, kind of like in-house, like not like nurses, or maybe like they were former addicts themselves.
See, because DDP runs this whole business where, like, he goes out.
Sure, it's all
he does motivational speaking. He does the yoga, like, live sessions and whatnot. He goes and he talks to kids about things and people. I mean, it's not like just like he's, you know, he's mentoring kids, but, you know, it could be a situation where with him having to travel so much, he needs people around to do little things. He could very well be, it could be such a big operation that he actually has, you know, like he does stuff where he actually has people come in, you know, for internships.
Right. And that's what it looked like.
And it seems like maybe one of their jobs is like, hey, you know, this is part of the deal where, you know, like you have to stay here and keep an eye on everybody.
And, which was actually kind of funny to me. Not funny, because nothing about the situation is really funny. Somebody potentially relapsing. But they were filming themselves talking about whether or not they should tell DDP.
You know what, though? Like, don't – you're thinking –
am I reading too much into it? Like, the minute they put those cameras on, DDP is going to know.
Yes, but here's the thing. They could be in a situation where DDP wants every single moment documented.
Okay.
They could be like, you know what? There's a problem. Shit, we have to turn the cameras on and we have to get this. Just because Dallas isn't there, he wants to know everything that's happening when it happens.
So there's a possibility if they decided, hey, we're not going to talk to Jake, we're just not going to say anything at all, there's no chance that DDP sees that tape of them discussing it?
Well, maybe DDP doesn't want them just to, like, call them up, you know, call him up. Maybe all he was told was like, look, if you got a situation you have to deal with, just do me a favor, turn the cameras on, because I want to know what your thought process is. I want to know what you guys are going through, you know? And on top of that, no, it's all right, dude, you're cool. And on top of that, when they actually confronted Jake about it, the dude was like, you know, you're fucking things up. He's like, you're fucking up your Hall of Fame. You're fucking up the Royal Rumble.
Royal, yeah, I saw that.
He's like, you know, this is all the shit that you set out for yourself, all these goals. And even when we spoke to Jake, you know, he was climbing Stone Mountain. You know, he's like, my hips are feeling better, my legs are feeling better, like all this stuff. And he's like, eventually, I want to run up the fucking thing.
He looks fine. I mean, even on this very video, it didn't even look like. I mean, he still looked like he was fine. Didn't look like he looked sober on the video. Which I'm not saying that the day that they saw him drunk was when he wasn't drinking at that table with them. Actually, I didn't word that well at all.
No, it's fine.
He was sober at the time when they confronted him. So he still looked great there, and he still looked.
No, I mean, one drink is going to turn him into fucking Barney Gumble, you know?
No, I know. But it was funny, though, because he said that, you can correct me if you watched the video more than I did. I watched it once briefly.
Yeah, I only watched it once myself.
And he said, went to pick up the friend. Her friend went to get the hair done, and while she was getting her hair done, he got the drinks.
Yeah.
Did he go to, was it at a bar? Do you remember if it was at a bar or if he just stopped and picked up a little airplane bottle?
Yeah, I would imagine he just was probably hanging out waiting for her to finish up.
So he was, if that's how easy it is, if you're just bored waiting for your friend to get your hair done and you got a drink, that kind of scares me.
All right, yes, it scares you, but he's at the point right now where he realized that, you know what, maybe I'm not ready yet. And that's a big step, dude.
That's like, huge. I know. It's
unfortunate
agree.
That something like this has to happen. But, you know, from what I understand, that's the nature of addiction. Like, you have to start hitting these bottoms and getting slammed with these realizations, you know?
I totally agree. And
you know what? I don't think Jake is falling off the wagon, per se.
I don't either.
Honestly, I think this maybe is just a one-off thing. It's a learning experience. He learned a lesson about this. I don't know. I mean, yeah, he's in the house, so it's going to be out there. And I think it's better that it's out there, since way nobody gets, like, the wrong story about him.
Right.
And we love Jake on the show. We all fucking think he's a great guy, you know?
Awesome.
When we first heard he was going to Dallas's house, we thought it was the greatest fucking thing in the world. Same thing with fucking Justin Credible. When he was telling us, you know, he's back, he finished the program, he's sober when we had him back on the air. Dude, like, fucking wonderful that these guys are getting better.
Yeah,
you know?
you can't throw stones, I guess, at the guy for just falling into something completely. That's not, again, not downplaying it, not that big a deal. He has to hit the bumps, the hurdles in the road. Hey, man, it took him. How long has he been? Was it months and months?
It's probably been close to a year.
I was thinking
now.
It was like 10
9
months
or 10
something
months,
like that.
Yeah.
So, what was I going to say?
But it could also be like maybe just the pressure of just constantly being in the house and constantly being watched. I don't know. I don't know exactly how it works.
And this is just us just spitballing and just.
It's all speculation.
Because it seemed like when the three guys were sitting around on that couch talking, they're like, just for having a couple of drinks, they're like, DDP is going to want him gone. Like, is it really that severe? Like, with DDP, I don't know if I'm quoting it directly right, but I could have sworn I heard the guy say, I don't know if DDP is going to want him out.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing, too. I mean, because, you know, from the way he seems, you know, Dallas is a nice guy, but he runs a tight ship there.
Oh, I imagine. But would it be like, oh, it's just Jake again being Jake, kick him out?
I don't know.
I don't know if I'm quoting that right. It's just back from watching it on memory.
Look, all we do know is that there were two videos put out. Jake apparently admitted to having a couple of drinks.
Right.
We don't know how many drinks. We don't know what the whole story was behind it. But, you know, we just hope, like we said, it's just a speed bump. And we wish him all the best. And we
Absolutely.
Hope for the best, man.
Absolutely.
Wow. I'm glad we got that out of the way, man.
Yeah,
I heard that today, I was like, oh, for real?
Yeah, that. And you always see, like, the headlines that make it seem more extreme than it was.
Of course.
Sad update about Jake the Snake. And like,
you know what? It is a sad update, but it's not like, oh my God, Jake fucking died because he overdosed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the worst. It's the best worst possible news. I'm glad that makes sense to you. Good. We're on the same page
perfectly
tonight.
Sad. Perfectly
awesome.
Sad.
201-467-8WIZ. I know we fucking decided to go live at the very last minute here, but...
Yeah, whatever you want to talk about is on the table.
Yes, if you want to talk about feces.
We will talk about feces.
I don't know
a shit
we'll
ton. A shit ton of feces.
A shit ton
of feces. What else we got? Oh, I just saw right before we came on here, just read a tweet. Taz tweeted some shit that is probably going to have people talking. Couple big events coming to my hometown. Hashtag Brooklyn or close to Barclay Center, which is already catching news because apparently this is according to the PW Insider app. Taz's contract is up in a couple weeks, and now there's internal speculation or just external speculation, actually. I don't know if people inside TNA are speculating, but there's external speculation that Taz could be on his way back to WWE. That is just the rumor mill. That is just stuff coming just from a tweet that he has. You know, people like to have fun with Twitter. So who knows? But that would be a little interesting, I guess.
What
purpose would he serve?
He's in Aces and Eights doing nothing. What the fuck could he possibly do for Wii?
That's I'm glad you brought up him in Aces and Eights and then going back to the same position he held before.
You forgot that
Aces and Eights and being the exact same character, only a little more mean to Mike Tenay. That's what I never. Same thing. They did the same thing to him when he was in the Alliance back in WCW. They made him or WWE. They make him a heel, but then they put him at the commentating table. He's supposed to be this enemy combatant, this like whatever, and then you just have him basically a little more mean jokes with Michael Cole and with Mike Tenay, and it pisses me off. He should be coming down to the ring with the wrestlers of Aces and Eights. Yeah. He should be getting involved as much as he possibly physically can and be badass Taz, because you're in a freaking motorcycle gang. You're not popping jokes at the fucking announce table with Michael K.
Jesus. is Taz in any better shape than he's been? I thought he was just like a house.
No, I think he is. He's still a monster.
So he can't really a monster or
no,
just
not
like
a monster. He's Taz. He's fat. I'm sure he's not a pretty sight if he took off.
Well, all right. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about Taz taking his clothes off.
Yeah. Taz, if you're listening to the Shining Wizard podcast right now, we demand.
I don't think anybody's listening right now. The phones are dead.
Eh.
You know what? It is what it is. We're taking a dry run for in 2 weeks, actually, doing this shit live.
So, yeah, I'm not worried about it.
Who cares? Who cares?
What else is going on?
I got an idea.
What's up?
Let's play Get to Know Kevin Garifo.
Ah.
I know you were miserable about this when I brought it up before we started, but I think people need to know about Mr. Garifo, and I don't mean like, you know, well, I grew up in a log cabin in West Orange, mean streets up the hill, and blah, 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 all this shit. I'm talking about like your first time finding out about professional wrestling and what got you hooked. You can start talking. I'm just going to go grab a beverage while you're talking. So just yell it across the room. You want another one?
I will definitely.
All right, no problem. Usually we'd send Matt to do this, but Matt isn't here. So Kevin, it's all yours. Go ahead and start.
Awesome. Empty chair that used to house Shining Wizards Tony. It was actually like my neighbor across the street had like the old LJN rubber wrestlers. So like whenever he would come over and be like, I guess like play action figures, I guess what you call it when I'm like five years old. This kid must have been like three. And he had these guys and then started playing with them. And then I discovered it on, discovered like Superstars. I think the first match I ever saw was the Honky Tonk Man squash a jobber on like Superstars. And then I was just hooked.
Do you remember what jobber it was?
I do not. Like I said, I don't even know if that was even the first match that I saw, but and then like I had friends like we're talking like what am I? I'm 30 now, so we're talking like 25 years ago.
So you were 5 years old your first experience. Nice.
Yeah, just about possibly younger, but it was just around 5 years old. And then I got hooked, and then my parents stopped letting me watch it.
Oh no! What was that for?
Oh, it was terrible. Well, just because me and my brother would fuck around and shit.
Yeah, you see, like I don't mean to cut you off. My kid is five now, and I actually let him watch wrestling with me. He fucking put, like, we go lay on my bed together and we start horsing around. He fucking throws drop kicks, leg drops, and when you're five,
never
you have
that.
No concept that these guys really aren't, like, you get, like, I tell him, like, you know, like, they're not really hurting each other, but he doesn't get that. Like, he just throws himself.
See, my dad, like, knew, I guess, about it, but he didn't know all about it. So, like, my parents, like, didn't know that. Like, my mom never watched wrestling. So she couldn't tell me that, even though, other than, hey, it's fake. She couldn't be like, oh, no, that's not, they're not really hurting each other. But, so it was weird. But then, yeah, I just grew up, got hooked, got real into it growing up. I think the first pay-per-view that I ever saw on TV was WrestleMania 6.
Oh, shit, we got a phone call. Go ahead, finish up your story.
No, take the call.
Oh, boy.
So, like, we don't want to hear about fucking Garifo anymore.
Shining Wizards.
Hello, how are you?
Mr. Phil Rea, the Impact player. What's going
on,
brother?
How are you?
We've been waiting for phone calls.
I was on the bus listening to fucking Jake Roberts thing, and I couldn't call in because my Ustream app kept, if I, like, left it, it kept kicking out. So I was intrigued to call him, but you already skipped the subject. By the time I got back, Kevin was talking about his wrestling figures. Do you still have them?
No. That same neighbor, I used to have a my wrestling, what, the LJN guys?
Yeah, your LJN guys.
I had a bunch of them, and then I lent. We went to on vacation to Wildwood. I lent them back. I lent them to same said neighbor. He lent them to one of our other friends. Never saw him again.
Wow. Oof.
Yeah, and I had like I had just about like everybody, and I've been looking ever since. I was going on like eBay trying to find just buying like a whole lot of them on eBay, but never really had a really good steady job until now. So now I'm looking. I'm gonna if you have any on eBay, I'm gonna purchase the entire lot of your LJN figures.
I've got my collection upstairs. I've got fucking Bruno, Hogan, the original Andre with the long hair.
Oh yeah.
Mr. Wonderful, Mr. Fuji,
yeah,
King
Mr.
Kong
Wonderful.
Bundy. Oh, yeah. Mr. Wonderful was taller than Andre the Giant. That's how fucking disproportionate these things are.
Phil, do you have...
Yeah, I don't know if you heard my story. I had, like, Genovese was a big drugstore chain that opened in, like, the mid-80s in my neighborhood. And the big thing was them getting toys. And it was a little more pricey than the norm, but I saved up, like, maybe 2 months worth of money that I found, like, spare change and odd jobs and whatnot. And I bought... The Hogan figure, I hated Hogan. I loved all the heels. I hated Hogan, but he came with the belt. He was the only one who came with the belt if he didn't buy a tag team.
Yep.
Wanted-
so I bought, yeah, I had him, and of course I was a big Orndorff mark growing up before I discovered NWA, but I was beside myself because I couldn't do anything with Orndorff, that stupid pose that he had.
Yep.
It was awful. It was fucking god awful.
The first two that I remember having, and this is, again, like I'm 5 years old, 6 years old. I didn't know who half the guys were, like the low. Like I knew who Andre the Giant was, I knew who Hulk Hogan was, Roddy Piper, but all the other guys that could have been long. Like my first two were Ken Patera,
nice,
and SD Special Delivery Jones.
Wow, I don't have either one of them.
I still have the SD. I think I may have actually saved his life. He still might be in my basement. He might still be in my basement, SD Jones. But yeah, but the poses were kind of. I think the worst pose that I remember was Cowboy Bob Orton had like one of like you can't see what I'm doing. He had like the Stone Cold Stunner type position, and then his other arm was just like down to like on his sides. So he was just kind of like that. So
you know what? I wish I still had like a year or two later. I had gone to Florida on vacation on Christmas vacation, and the AWA dolls were out.
Oh yeah, I had those too.
I had Carlos Colon at Duel of the Butcher.
Wow.
And then my Aunt Terry sent me up the cage. I had the cage. I had Baron Von Raschke, Rick Martel, and who were the high flyers? Gagne and
Brunzel.
Brunzel, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's who I had. I had the high flyers, Baron Von Raschke, Rick Martel, and the fucking... And
those were like with
Carlito
the plastic,
and,
the plastic bodies with those chewy heads that you could just like chew
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah. I had that ring, and I
that
think...
That ring's worth so much money, man.
Dude, I wrecked the shit out of it. I really wrecked it. I used to have blood, so like the fake blood, so I just poured it all over the fucking thing. I would have blood matches.
Yeah, I would make
I saw it on eBay for like $700 right before I got married.
How much?
My wife's like, if you bought $700 in the box. The box is a little dented. My wife's like, if you buy that, I'm not even going to marry you. You know?
Why would you even tell her?
Well, because like, you know, we share money, you know?
Starts whispering.
For a wedding, where'd $700 go? Oh, I just bought this wrestling ring.
You say, oh, I've had this since I was a kid.
Yeah.
It's my gift to you.
I owe somebody $700 for it, honey.
Dude, you bought her a ring, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I did. I wiped that bitch up.
You could have fucking...
Honestly, God, though, I'll probably still, when I finish the man cave downstairs, I'm probably going to wind up buying all that stuff again.
No, you won't.
For nostalgia reasons.
She's going to be like, you fucking built this man cave. I'll be goddamned if you're going to spend money on them fucking shits.
The night I go on Letterman, I'll buy everyone AWA rings.
Nice.
Yeah, somebody's got to do it. It might as well be you, Kev.
It's not going to happen.
You can listen to Phil Ray at Turnbuckle Throwbacks on the Shining Wizards Network, swn.shiningwizards.com. Cheap plugs.
Yeah, man. And you got
a... Ding, ding. Yeah, Mega Powers and I were going to do a show before the anniversary show. I'm actually still waiting on him. I mean, I've opened up Pandora's box with Dave, man. He's been messaging me with matches. We were swapping Mid-South clips yesterday on fucking Facebook while I was at work.
Hey, man, you get Mega Power started. You, like you said, he won't stop. That's awesome. And when did he officially come on board?
I think it was last week, right?
I told Tony originally I was going to bring Dave on when you guys announced the network. Only because, like, I did one show with him on Skype, and it was great. And then he came over and did another show. It was fantastic.
They were great shows.
Yeah.
So after the second show, after the Brody show, I was like, you know what? I got to suck it up. I need a co-host. I could talk for an hour and a half. I just didn't want to do it no more. And I was losing interest.
It's better to have somebody. It's better to have somebody to work off of. And you guys got great chemistry.
Yeah, you know what? He's a good kid, and he's knowledgeable. Like, he respects what we love, man.
Yeah.
What we loved about the business. You know what I'm saying? And he's a good guy, man. He brought me a shit ton of DVDs.
He might know more about the more. He's one of the most knowledgeable guys I've ever met, but he knows more about the stuff that no one else would know about. Like the clips that he puts on of the matches, like the Japanese stuff, and even the old, like you said, the Mid-South like territories that he just I see the clips he puts on Facebook. He knows his shit.
Well, the last show I actually had on VHS, I had the original VHS tape from High Spots from like 10, 12 years ago. And when I gave him the clip, I'm like, listen, dude, I've seen this a million times, so let's do it. And he was like, this is fantastic. And my favorite one, I'm like, your favorite one? How many times have you seen it, you know?
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah,
and you guys got something, you guys got a 1 year anniversary. Well, you and newly added Mega Powers have your 1 year anniversary coming up?
Yes, I'm going to be in the bunker where we record the Man Cave show. Buddy Joe is gracious enough to let me use the studio next Wednesday night at around 8 p.m. It's going to be live. We'll get some calls. Hopefully some of you guys can show up. My buddy Rich is a figure collector. He's going to give me a whole bunch of autographed figures from different WWE superstars. We can give them away as prizes and do some trivia.
Oh, wow.
You know, maybe stump the Wizards or stump the fucking Throwback or whatever. Do something still like that, you know?
Or stump each other in the ass.
Yeah, well, yeah. Let's not make Joe's studio all messy. It's a nice establishment. But nonetheless, no, it should be a good time. This is my baby, man. If it wasn't for this podcast, I wouldn't have met you guys. I wouldn't have done Man Cave. I wouldn't have started Will and Phil. So, like, you know, I want to keep it. So hopefully we can do something now that I'm on the network. It's, it's a win-win for everybody.
And what network would that be?
That would be the Shining Wizards Network. SWN.ShiningWizards.com. The mark by the shirt.
That's right.
And he was rocking the shirt all weekend. He didn't want to take it off. I had to pry it off him.
I saw that.
Those pictures that you guys took from out in front of the old ECW arena were fucking awesome. I had such a smile on my face seeing that shit, man.
Me too, man. And I've never been there.
We pulled up to the arena, and I went there like every 3 months at one point. So we were down there. My family's never been. So we come out, and my wife's like, where are you taking us? And we just shut up and pull the car over, you know? We get out, and that's exactly
just,
what it was.
South Philly.
Pull the car over. We get out, and she's like, what are you doing? This is terrible. I'm like, just shut up. And I tell the kid, I'm like, this is where it happened. He's like, really? And he's like, does now the kid sit? He's like, did you see so-and-so? I'm like, hey, did I see so-and-so? And I'm just pointing, I'm telling him. He was like a retard at first, really, like staring at him, like, you know? So it's fantastic.
And the kid was probably like, this place looks like a shithole.
Yeah, it is.
And you said, yes, it was our shithole.
And I told him. It was our shithole, and I told her, like, because it started to rain. It rained almost the whole weekend. I said, I told my son, I'm like, when it rained, the wrestlers would actually come out with milk crates and sit there and bullshit with you, like Mick Foley and Taz and fucking Dreamer and all these guys, Axel Rotten. They would all come out and just shoot the shit with you, Francine, before the boob job, with a little stupid little Flyers jersey on. She'd say, oh, hi, guys, how's it going, you know? It was a good time in wrestling, man. It was fun, you know?
I really liked Francine before she got the boob job, man.
Me too.
When she was the Pitbulls girl, she was the best.
Yeah, she was a local person. That's how they found her. She, you know,
honestly,
my buddy was messing with a stripper who used to know her. She was an ugly fucking stripper too, and she had this inflatable sheep. Quick story: she had an inflatable sheep, and Stevie Richards had just came out with like his Flock of Seagulls gimmick with the cut t-shirt and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
And we started a Steve Fuck Sheep fucking chant, right? So the chick was sitting next to Francine. She was still like the whole in the crowd thing with Bueller before they brought her out. And she like turned around, looked at us, like, you guys are out of your minds. I said, yeah, you know, who brings inflatable sheets to a fucking ECW show, you know? The dollar store's still there. You could buy all your weapons, you know? So
good times, man.
Good times, fantastic.
You're listening to Phil Rea. He's the host of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. They're on Buzzsprout, Stitcher, iTunes, and, of course, the Shining Wizards Network. Phil, yeah. We're going to let you go. I think we're going to start pulling the car into the station pretty soon.
You kids have a great night. Kev, congratulations. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, brother.
Welcome. You are the fan. You are the fucking bee's knees, and you're a good dude. So you guys be good. I will talk to you guys during the week.
And congratulations again. 1 year strong, brother.
Goddamn right.
1 year show next week. I hope one of you guys can make it, man. Let me know what's going on with that.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you later, Phil.
Peace and chickens.
Of course.
Later, brother.
Good old Phil Rea.
God bless him.
You know, good peoples.
You know what's something I just thought of when I was taking a leak there?
Oh, when you were not paying attention to Phil, yeah. Tell the story about Stevie Richards' fucking sheep.
Well, what did he say? I'm no, sorry, Phil. I'm sorry. I had to take a leak so
you're
bad.
You have to listen back. It's all right. Go ahead. What were you thinking?
Remember last week we talked about RVD coming back?
Yes.
And shit, and how I prayed to God he wasn't just going to be another body to throw into
the
Money in the Bank ladder match.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, Rob Van Dam is in the Money in the Bank ladder match. I think we all saw it coming, but
you know what though? Did you see the field who's in that Money in
the
Bank?
That's a big time field.
That's
right.
A fucking great Money in the Bank match. It's not just like seven or eight guys with nothing better to do.
Right.
These guys all have a reason and meaning and like a fucking like the desire.
But now you know. But it just I wanted him to come back and make a splat. No pun intended. A splash. He's not winning that match.
You know what, though? I'm not sure because there's so many ways they can go with it.
Well, what are they going to do with the Daniel Bryan thing?
That's the thing. Like, CM Punk is in it too, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
CM Punk, Daniel Bryan, fucking RVD. Who else is in it?
Kane, Randy Orton, Christian.
Every one of those guys has a reason.
Yeah.
Everyone, well, maybe not Kane.
Not Kane, and now to an extent, since he just came back, Christian.
Well, Christian I can understand too, man, because he's been at the top of the heap. He's been world champion before.
Thank you,
Now,
Edge.
Is this the only one Money in the Bank match?
No, they did announce one for SmackDown, and that's basically a mid-card.
That's going to be fucking mid-card madness.
It's mid-card madness.
See, this is what annoys
and
me
I'll,
about.
No, fuck it. We'll tell you who's in that, because that's not a spoiler. It doesn't affect any outcome of the match. Right? I can do that, right?
Yeah, sure. Fuck it. If you don't want to know, don't listen.
Yeah, just switch it off. Spoiler alert. We're going to tell you who's in the SmackDown. I guess you can call it SmackDown Money in the Bank ladder match. Off the top of my head, you had Sandow, you have Cody Rhodes, you have Jack Swagger, you have, I'm not sure if they put Wade Barrett.
See, it's guys that we want to care about, but they've been so 50-50 booked, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I don't know if they put Cesaro in. I don't think they did. I guess we can... My phone just died. I would have the spoilers up already.
That's all right. Don't
yeah,
worry
but,
about
yeah,
it.
But whatever. It's a mid card. Hopefully, someone gets elevated to something. But at this point, the names I just rattled off. You know that that nothing is. It's mid card. Hopefully, someone gets pushed to the main event.
Yeah, and apparently also Ryback and Jericho has been booked.
Did they do it? I know you didn't really watch Raw. I didn't see any build to that at all.
There is none. They were both crying that they should have been a Money in the Bank, and Vicky was just like, "Fuck it, you're fighting each other."
Oh, that's what they did. I didn't know.
Dude,
that.
Dude, Ryback is so destroyed at this
He's
point.
He's done.
And I'm not just saying that. Like everybody's been saying, it. Like he had a fucking. They had him work the Great Khali. It's like, who fucking cares? It's a
this
great
is how you. This was his first appearance back since
yeah,
the match,
yeah, because
too,
last
right?
week he wasn't around. Then this week he came back, and he took on Khali.
I have no problem with him destroying Khali. I have no problem with that. Not in your first appearance back.
Yeah, but, like, he fucking lost to Cena. Like, and he didn't really look good losing.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what they... Did something happen that we don't know about where they just Ryback, lost something?
When Ryback got big back in November... When CM Punk was champion, they probably should have struck while the iron was hot at that point.
Right, but they had already committed to...
Yeah, they waited, and now Ryback, like, it looked like he had a chance with Cena, and Cena's already moved on to fucking Mark Henry.
And what do you think's going to happen with that?
Cena's going to wind up winning. As much as I want to see Mark Henry fucking win, I don't think they're going to do it. They don't flip-flop the belt anymore.
So do you think we're... going to see a Brian Cena SummerSlam?
It's possible it's going that way.
Or do they? Or is Brian going to be a heel? Like, what's the deal? I don't know what he is yet.
If Brian wins, he's probably going to do the noble thing and actually cash in like Rob Van Dam did and say like, I'm taking you on at such and such day and such time.
Well, that's what they initially were going to do because he announced that he was going to do it at that WrestleMania, but then he came in and cashed it in after the Big Show beat Mark Henry.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
So plans obviously change, and I don't know. It's gonna be It's actually gonna be interesting because again, I don't know how this past Raw was, but for 2 weeks prior, Raw was pretty goddamn good.
Reading it, it seemed like it was okay.
Yeah. Like, Fandango, I think, is in the other Money in the Bank match. I think, yeah.
Another guy they ruined. Oh, like, yeah. How do you fuck that up? Was he even on Raw this week?
No, he's been out. He's been out with a concussion for a while.
Oh, that's right. He's been concussed.
You know who I think fucked that up? I think New Jersey fucked that up by giving him the world.
New Jersey did give him the world, but he didn't fuck it up himself. WWE just went like, "Oh, hey, look, everybody's Fandango and like these fucking cheerleaders and this asshole at work." And I had more enjoyment watching people do the Harlem Shake than than Fandango.
Oh.
Honestly. Here's one for all you fucking sick fucks out there. HarlemShakePoop.com.
Please, I'm not doing it.
Dude, please punch it up. I want your reaction. Don't look at it until Kevin gives his reaction. It's HarlemShakePoop.com.
Is it going to come up automatically?
Oh, you're going to hear the audio too. This is going to be tits. I can't wait.
I only have one hand. So
Kevin's holding his beer with the other hand. No, he's not.
It's the microphone.
You can put the mic down. It's all right.
Hold on. HarlemShakePoop.com. Hold on.
Eddie fucking throws the mic all around. It's pretty okay. And while we're waiting, you're listening to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Does it say, oh, no, install plugin? What? No, it's not going to play.
You have to install plugin to get the poop.
All right. You know what? I want to punch it up on my phone. How late you going? You know what, dude? No, fucking Matt, if you're listening, just fucking call. Fucking Matt wants in now. You know what, dude? Just enjoy your fucking time off. Relax.
It's all good, brother.
You'll be doing the show. Kevin and I got this. Kevin's doing a fucking whiz bang up job over here.
Whiz
bang. One other thing we could talk about. Ring of Honor has decided to pull their fucking
Yes.
You know the story behind this?
I read it today too while I was at work. What was it? I guess it was had to do with the problems that people were having in combination with something else.
Okay, here.
So it's literal. It's actually he's actually doing the Harlem Shake while taking a dump.
Wait, it gets better.
Oh! Oh, God. Oh, that's disgusting. Now, is that from him? Oh, my God.
HarlemShakePoop.com.
No,
folks.
Don't do it.
You must go now.
Don't go there. I still don't even know what I just saw.
Especially if you're underage.
No.
I don't think Kevin can drive home now.
I'm walking through Belleville.
So Ring of Honor had another snafu with their fucking iPay-per-view feed. And apparently now they decided that they're not going to do live iPay-per-views anymore. They're just going to tape and do video on demand, which is kind of what Extreme Rising was doing.
Okay.
Now, the problem with Ring of Honor doing the iPay-per-view, or any company doing the iPay-per-view, you can't... All right, look. Let me put it to you this way. Let's use WWE because they've been doing this forever. And I'm not doing this to compare them. And, it's not for purposes of, like, you know, quality or anything like that. Or they've been doing it for years, so they know what they're doing. You get a pay-per-view on a Sunday at 7 o'clock, right? You pay for the pay-per-view. You probably tell some friends, hey, I'm getting the pay-per-view. You want to come over? Or you probably tell your girl or your wife, hey, listen, I can't go out. I can't do this. Why don't you go out, have a good time? I'm staying home and watching the pay-per-view. And you expect to watch that pay-per-view at that particular time, and then the fucking pay-per-view doesn't happen. We'll get back to that in a second. Shining Wizards Hotline.
Hey, is Sting there?
Sting?
Sting.
Yeah, is he around? What's going on, boys?
Yes. Who's this?
Tim Grimes.
Grimey! What's up, brother?
What's up?
I didn't realize it was you, man. How's things out in the Midwest?
Wet and rainy and shitty.
Yeah, we're about to get a lot of that shit over here, too. We're in the middle of a fucking nasty heat wave right now. I think tomorrow the thunderstorms are coming fucking hardcore.
Yeah, we had the same thing. It was like 95 here the last 2 days, and we got these real bad storms.
Gross, man. Gross.
What are you guys talking about tonight?
We're actually live on Ustream if you're not listening. If you go to our website, shinywizards.com.
Usually I'm the only person there.
And we love you.
Yeah, so you might have seen Phil Ray while you were in there, too, and I'm sure Lopez is hanging around somewhere. But right now we are talking about iPay-per-view feeds and Ring of Honor snafu over the weekend, which led to their decision to stop running iPay-per-views now.
Yeah, I read that thing that who was that guy that put that on Facebook? Was
yeah, I don't,
or something?
Yeah, I don't remember who it was, but... Yeah, he was trying to convince me that I was just a fucking internet wrestling community whiner, and I didn't know what I was talking about.
What did you? Right. I missed that. What did you put?
You know what I just said to you right now? Like, if you know, if you plan for that whole night,
oh, okay.
And you have a right to be pissed. He basically said, "Well, you know what? You get to watch the whole thing whenever you want for the rest of the year. So stop whining."
Yeah, but that ruins your night that night.
Yeah, like it's not like you're taping Seinfeld off the TV and you can watch it whenever you want.
Yeah.
This is a fucking tape program.
This is a live program that I scheduled my shit around to watch this night. And I still feel like I'm getting ripped off because I paid my fucking money. I go to the movie, right? I go to the movies. I have one night of the week I can go to the movies. I go to the movies. The movie is fucking canceled. The projector breaks. I'm fucking pissed off.
Exactly.
Maybe I can't go next week.
Or maybe you can't even get your money back, you know?
Are you really paying for a Ring of Honor pay-per-view?
How much are they? I think it's like $15. I mean, look, it's a great deal, but part of the deal is being able to watch it live.
Yeah.
Like, if I wanted to watch Ring of Honor's, you know, like their catalog, their library, I'll either pay to watch their library or I'll buy the DVD. But if they're fucking put on a show live and it's happening that night, I want to fucking see it if it's happening that night.
Exactly. I'm going to a restaurant, have a reservation. Restaurant says, oh, hey, I'm out of food. Here's a voucher to come back whenever the fuck you want later on. I'm like, well, all right, cool, man.
Yeah, but what am I doing tonight? Yeah, but that's the thing. I mean, but this is even worse because you actually paid money at this point.
You actually
paid your $15 and now they're like, well, you know, here, you can watch it as many times as you want for the rest of the fucking year, except for the time you wanted to watch
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's the same thing. I wanted a meal now, and now I'm not. What am I going to do? I mean, I could go somewhere else, but...
Tim, your thoughts?
I mean, I'm with you. I mean, shit, if you paid for it, you need to get it, right?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Well, let's talk about that. Isn't the Briscoe brothers, didn't they leave? What happened?
Yeah,
weren't they fighting each other that night?
Yes, exactly. It was a big deal. It was the Briscoes going at it for the title.
I forgot to mention this before. I read this today as well. Apparently, this is something that goes back a long ways, even before Jay. I think it was Jay that made those comments. So this isn't a surprise to anybody. The belt was still supposed to go on Jay. Everything was supposed to, like, they knew. This isn't a shock to anybody. This is something that predates a whole lot of stuff. That they wanted to actually leave for a little bit, I think. Again, I don't know what the plan is with the belt. Again, this is just not a surprise to anybody.
Tim, I don't know if you caught up to speed, but the Briscoes right now are on hiatus from Ring of Honor, even though Jay is the world champion. And apparently from what Kevin just said, and I read the same thing, it was planned the whole time to get the belt on Jay Briscoe at this point, so...
Was it like a leverage for ROH to keep them or something?
See, I don't know because technically they're not under contract and it seems like everything is like very friendly.
Yeah.
That they'll still be coming back.
This is by no means, from what I read, the end of the relationship between the Briscoes and Ring of Honor. So everything is amicable. There's no heat. There's nothing to do with Jay Briscoe's comments. I think it was Jay. It was Jay, right?
Yeah, it was Jay.
That about what he just said about the whole gay marriage thing. It has nothing to do with that. Everything is still cool, but it's still interesting nonetheless.
You like
Tim, anything else? Yeah. I was expecting Kevin,
the new guy, is giving you the blow off.
I was expecting someone to chime in. Normally, when someone stops talking, somebody else comes in.
Well, I didn't know you were done. What was it?
The six second pause?
Well, WWE just sign them, you don't think?
No, I don't see.
They gotta be a draw right away. They could come right to the roster.
Well, the problem is you also have the Wyatts running around doing that fucking whole like crazy redneck thing right now too. Don't get me wrong. I'd love to, in the promos.
There's other guys in the thing, and you know, I mean, there's other hands other than the goat face and the. And they got a weird guy. There's other people there.
Yeah, they got a bunch of knuckleheads running around.
And plus, they got the fucking whole "We the People" Jack Swagger thing going too.
Right.
Yeah, like I don't know, man. I mean, I'd love to see the Briscoes there. I don't know if anybody really is like, you know, pulling for them to get a job there. Well,
if they wanted to work there, couldn't they have worked there? Or where was the lack of interest? Was it on WWE side or was it on the Briscoe side?
That I'm not sure. I would imagine, though, if somebody like the Briscoes, if they get an opportunity, that they would at least, you know, give it a shot.
Yeah, maybe. I'm assuming that it's on the WWE side that they didn't.
And I don't know if Jay or Mark ever worked for them when they were younger, you know, like if they were just like journeymen or like jobbers, anything like that.
Not even sure.
Because it's funny, every once in a while you'll see like, you know, like, hey, like 20 years ago, Daniel Bryan had a match on Heat, you know.
They all did. Samoa Joe, Daniel Bryan, Punk.
Those were good times.
Oh, yeah, Sunday Night Heat, dark matches.
Nowadays, everybody just comes out of Full Sail University and NXT and all that shit.
Right into it.
Tim, you got anything else you want to talk about before we let you go?
No, I'm just checking with you guys. That's all. I'm playing trivia, so.
What kind of trivia are you playing?
My wife, she runs some trivia company, so.
What's the name of it? She runs a trivia company?
Here and play trivia.
Dude, I do that too, man. Every Tuesday and every other Friday. I rocked that trivia shit.
Yeah, I love it.
It's good times, man.
Well, you guys play Buffalo Wild Wings, don't you?
Do what?
Don't you play Buffalo Wild Wings?
No, well, sometimes I do.
Give me a question. What was the last question that they asked?
It was horrible. It was a Shakespeare question.
Ask it.
All right. Four people died in Romeo and Juliet, other than the main characters.
All right, Tim, thanks for calling in, Tim. That's all the time we have.
Tim, we appreciate the love, man. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
No, you guys are good. Talk to you later.
Later.
Bye. That was Grimes.
Tim Grimes.
Could have answered it, but he had to go.
He's a character.
He had to leave. I would have gladly answered the question.
I didn't even realize six people died in Romeo and Juliet.
I'm guessing one was like Mercutio. Was
Mercutio in that book?
I have no idea. It was in something.
I thought Mercutio was the cask of Amontillado or something like that.
I don't know.
Oh, well.
On that note, I don't know. You want to? What else do you have? You got anything?
You know what? You were talking about playing with wrestling figures with your friend.
Oh, fucking no one wants to hear about that shit.
No. I'm not that you lost the figures. The first pay-per-view you ever watched, that's where we kind of left off.
That was WrestleMania 6. That was the first pay-per-view.
That was a great pay-per-view to start out.
Yeah, pretty sure that was the first one. We did the whole thing. We did all the buddies over for the thing.
Now, what if you would have fucking... What if they would have told you, sorry, no pay-per-view, but we're going to give you all the replays for free? You would have been fucking pissed off.
I would have been like 5, so I probably would have cried.
You would have probably threw your LJNs at the TV.
Probably.
And fucking said, I can't see the Warrior.
And my dad would have beat me.
Ugh. You know, here's a sad story. I don't remember which pay-per-view I actually watched. It was probably WrestleMania 4, but the first pay-per-view that I was hoping to see was WrestleMania 1, and All American Wrestling went off the air, and I was trying to find it on TV, and I couldn't find it because it wasn't on fucking cable. It was on fucking closed circuit.
Oh.
What's up, freak? Yeah, thanks. Dead air. What the fuck you want?
What do you mean, what do I want?
Ugh, do you know who this is?
I do not.
You're fucking begging and calling for people to call the show.
Yeah, we just got off with your buddy Tim Grimes.
Oh, fuck that loser from fucking dirty, wherever fucking middle of the country he's from.
Oh,
that's not nice.
Was he busy fucking his sister while he fucking talked to you?
Fuck! Man, we miss you.
I was showing Kevin the finer ends of the World Wide Web tonight.
Neither of you fucking assholes can return my text message.
My phone has been dead since I got here.
Dude, we're fucking recording. We're live. We're taking calls. What do you think? We have time to go, oh, are you guys still doing the show?
I wanted to make an effort to come down, but now you can go fuck yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. I didn't hear from anyone, so I just kind of dragged ass at work.
Yeah, dude, my Bowman.
My Bowman's been
dead since I phoned here.
Yeah, your phone and your Bowman, they're both dead.
Oh, God. He's playing Harlem Shake Poop or something.
So what are you guys talking about? I tried to listen on the live stream, but my phone was all fucked up.
Yeah, Phil said the same thing. He was on the bus trying to listen in. So we actually had three people tuning in tonight.
That's awesome.
Tits. We talked pretty much about everything. Unless there's something that you really want to bring up, everything's been covered. We've just gone into Kevin's history of wrestling from his own experience.
Did you talk about the fake Lex Luger's dead website? That's some freak.
No, all right. You know what? You want to talk about that?
I didn't even hear about this.
I saw it on Facebook. I didn't realize it was an actual website. Tell us.
Hold on. Before, did you talk about the unfriending message we got?
No, what is this?
You didn't fucking... If you have the Facebook open, go to Facebook and look in the messages. And that fucking retard that you got in an argument with about the Ring of Honor high pay-per-view?
Yes.
We covered that.
We just covered that.
He unfriended us. He sent us like a fucking, like, Dear John goodbye note. Like, he was not being our friend. Because every time he tries to make a point, we come back and we argue with him about it.
What's the point of making a point? If that's the whole point of making a point.
Dude,
it's called a debate.
He called me an IWC whiner, and then he told me that I was making a fallacy argument. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Did you see the Facebook message?
No, Kevin's actually punching it up right now. You know, Kevin, I'm going to start giving you the passwords for all these accounts now. What?
Oh, anyway, some fucking douchebag put out that fucking Lex Luger died.
Again? Doesn't this happen every 3 or 4 years?
And it's like making the rounds, and like someone sent us a message. It was like, Lex Luger really died?
Yeah, I see that right here. Somebody sent it just a few minutes ago.
Is it an inbox, or is it... What the fuck? Why did this go back to...
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what you did, Kevin. Kevin, Jesus. Dear Shining Wizards, is it this one? Oh, my God.
Dear Shining Wizards, yes.
Wow, I get a prissy response. All right, you know what? Fuck this. He put it on our page. Everybody that's friends of us on Facebook, and I'm not doing this to fucking trash the dude, but apparently he cannot take a fucking valid argument, and he's resulting to some childish shit, really. Dear Shining
now,
Wizards,
before,
I'm reading it now.
Before you do what I think you're going to do.
What?
Think of the ramifications on this one.
All right, but what's the ramifications? Do you think
I don't know. I just don't want to get like far fucking... He seems like the type of person who would fucking complain to Facebook.
But complain about what?
If we go and give out this fucking retard's name, then we fucking bombard him with dick pictures and such.
Well, who would do that? I would never suggest such a thing.
Yeah,
is this
okay.
On the wall or is this an inbox?
No, it's in the inbox. It's in the messages.
You're the fucking king of...
I understand, but listen, we're not doing anything wrong. The dude sent us a message.
Fair enough.
All right, well, no, all right, so here. Did I mention his name? Did I even mention his name?
No, not yet. I think I cut you off for me.
Okay. It just says...
It's kind of comical because he's friends with one of our other listeners, and this isn't the first time we've had an issue with him. And
You know what? Fuck this.
No.
I'm reading it now. Dear Shining Wizards, I would like to inform you that I am unliking or unfriending your page. Well, which is it? While I enjoy some of the commentary and information from Shining Wizards, every time I make a comment on your Facebook page, I get a prissy response. I do not enjoy that kind of treatment, nor do I think it is a good business practice. I have no intentions of staying with anyone who is that thin-skinned. I'm out.
What, are we dating?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so here's the thing. Let me see if I can still pull up this conversation that we had with this tool shed.
And this guy he doesn't seem like a bad guy.
No, he doesn't. But this is what
I've seen that name before, so I'm not going to say it. But I've seen that before.
But this is what annoys me. We were talking about the fucking Ring of Honor thing falling apart, and all I did was put it out there. that our buddy Stevie J from Angry Marks was pissed off, and he had a fucking great rant about how fucking awful it was that he planned his night around watching this pay-per-view, and he was really fucking pissed off about it. And it wasn't the first time that it happened to him. So I just figured, you know, it would be nice to fucking get other people's opinions. This is where I put it. Our friend Steve Juan from AndrewMarks.com lambasted ROH for once again terrible pay-per-view issues. While Ring of Honor still has some rights, there's a whole lot of wrongs there. What would help? And
oh, this got the
Eric Tapout was involved.
He made great points too.
Luis Torres from 1495 Sports. Tim Grimes got involved. And then Bieber just writes, here, ROH at least offers their pay-per-view for the entire year.
Oh, we
so
just dropped
fine.
His name.
Oh, well, it's Jason Bieber. Who cares?
Yeah.
You can watch it ad nauseum. Stop whining, IWC. Why? And then here, I love how folks bitched about Ring of Honor's iPay-per-view feed during WrestleMania weekend as though it was some sort of isolated incident. Every promotion's internet had feed issues. Folks just want to bitch about Ring of Honor because Der Sapolsky, Der, I hate Cornette, Der. That is not an argument. That is somebody trolling, dude. You know what? His name is out there and he's not friends with us. That's fine. But don't fucking call us out for making valid arguments in return, and you're just doing the fucking der voice that we always talk about.
And he fired the first shot by the unnecessary stop whining. He said stop. Was that you that said stop whining? Or
no,
was that him?
That was him saying
say,
it to
stop
us.
Whining. All right, well, we're putting out a valid question to try. We're not bad-mouthing Ring of Honor. We're just, what could help?
And it wasn't.
And you know what?
Go ahead.
You know what? It is like, for someone like me, or someone who, like Kevin, who works on the weekends, like those are our money nights, like, for us to take a night off to watch a pay-per-view and have that happen, it's fucking frustrating. I don't give a shit if you give it to me for free, if it's on demand for a year. If I take the time out of my schedule
exactly.
and I put it aside for that, I want it. And I want it fucking crystal clear. And I want it when it's supposed to be on fucking my computer or my PlayStation, whatever the fuck I play it on. I don't give a shit if you're going to give it to me because it's fucked up later. I want it now. My time is fucking valuable.
We just said the exact same thing before you called.
Now, here's the thing. Now, I just said to him, that's not a fair assessment. And I said everything that we just said. And his response was, you paid for the full year. Yes, but the expectation was to get it at that time, at that moment. Not just one night. Knowing in general there's problems with iPay-per-view feeds, order it and wait a day in which said problems will have been fixed. That's not rocket science, people. And then he goes on and fucking says, your argument is fair and the other side's not fair. That's a fallacy argument. Like, are you insane? Like, seriously, how could anyone take your argument seriously when all you're doing is resorting to name-calling and bullshit?
Well, fortunately, that's the type of fans we cater to.
No, but it's unfortunate. It's not what we cater to, but unfortunately, there's people that, like yeah, it's not, a, you know, like, yeah, all I get is picked on. No, you're not getting picked on. You're starting a fight. You're trolling. You know what you're doing, so knock the shit off. You know what? In the fucking annals and the fucking history of the Shining Wizards, this fucking, I mean, it's par for the course, and it's not going to fucking mean anything. Like, I'm still going to fucking sleep well at night knowing that Jason, you know, whether or not Jason Bieber's our friend on fucking Facebook. But the fact of the matter is, like, if you've got valid arguments, make your arguments. And if we think you're wrong, we'll say, you know what? I think you're wrong.
Debate is healthy. Sure. Just don't be a jerk about it.
Yes, exactly. And that's the problem. Dude, I'm glad you called in now. You know what? I'm happy.
I can't believe that flew under the radar.
Well, you know what it is too, man? There's like three or four of us now checking out the Facebook page all the time. So it's kind of hard for like if one person sees it for the rest of us to see.
I saw it when Eric Tapout posted on it. And then it just got too long. And then I just...
Well, no, I think Matt's talking about the direct message to us.
Oh, that. Oh, yeah. No, this is the first time I'm seeing that, obviously.
I think I'm going to have to be the last one to make their own Shining Wizards Facebook page.
I had to jump on that shit, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I saw that, and I feel like I definitely need to do that.
Yeah, I mean...
Yes. You know, you should. Fuck it. He should.
But you...
What is Edward?
Edward's grandmother had to make pizzas for work? I don't know. Something happened at work. There was a meeting at work, and he's got a family function, too, so...
Oh, as long as he's okay,
I kayfabed it. He died.
Oh, kayfabed that.
Services are tomorrow at Jason Bieber's house.
Did you guys see CM Punk got a restraining order against his mother?
I did see that, yeah.
Shit, we didn't even bring that up.
I was thinking about it, but
It didn't seem like much. Like, it seems like TMZ just made a fucking big deal out of it. And if you really want to bring up shit that doesn't make a difference, fucking, what's his name? Zeb Coulter's guy, Swagger, got his fucking conviction today.
Yeah, no time.
Apparently he was like telling the guy, I fucked up, I was smoking weed, I'm sorry.
You forgot to lisp when you were doing that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so...
I hope I didn't bring the show to a fucking grinding
no,
halt.
No, not at all. We just said
no, dude. That just got me all full of piss and vinegar again.
Yeah, but the punk thing. Which
I don't mind people having their opinions, dude. It's just fucking awful when it's just like nah, nah, nah.
You have an opinion, but you don't allow someone to counterpoint your opinion,
and then
or you don't have facts to back up your opinion. Opinion is only as good as the facts you have behind it to support your opinion. So
well, I have all the facts to support. Durr, Gabe Sapolsky.
Yeah.
Durr.
Yeah, exactly.
You know he's listening.
That's fine. I mean, whatever. If you want to like us or friend us again.
Actually, Tony.
Yeah.
He's deaf.
Oh, this is that guy?
Yes.
Oh, no. Wait, this is Kristen's cousin?
Yes, that's what I was trying to tell you before. Kristen, I was like, this is the guy, you're a friend, a listener, but now you just fucking, you blew the whole lid off.
You know what, Kristen, I'm sorry, but it is what it is. Am I wrong?
I didn't know anything about, I have no idea who this guy was until I just saw his name
on
the book.
Just because the guy's deaf doesn't mean he's not an asshole with what he said. Or wrote.
I don't disagree with you, I just don't think he's going to be listening to this.
Well, yeah.
I didn't even get it.
It's the truth.
Dude, I didn't even get it when he first said it.
I got it. I'm not. Well, I'm still kind of floored that for the past 25 minutes we were blasting a deaf dude.
So, all right. So now we don't blast a deaf dude because he's deaf.
But I was more concerned about whose cousin it was.
No, Kristen. Shit. She's a fan of ours. Kristen
Vogel?
Yeah, she's from New York, but she lives out in California.
Okay.
She's,
you guys are fucking just throwing people's names around.
What? Everybody knows Kristen's our fan. She's called the show, for Christ's sakes. I'm surprised we haven't heard from the Sign Girls. Hey, did you ever eat the Sign Girls box that night?
Ugh, no.
Were you supposed to?
Yes.
No, I wasn't supposed to. Shut the fuck up.
I'm trying to get him to hang up on us tonight.
Sign Girls are great. They're unbelievable. A, I have a girlfriend. And B, I'm not eating either of their boxes.
Why not, dude? Box is good.
Yeah. You know what? Step up to the plate there, slugger.
Listen, I'm full. I just had some rice cakes.
Did you eat it on air like a fucking slob?
Yeah, I did have one, actually. I was a little hungry. So anybody else?
We love the PWS Sign Girls. They're awesome.
Anybody else you want us to throw under the bus tonight?
I didn't throw it. Look, don't be a douche. I don't know what to tell you. Some of the fucking ridiculous messages. I'm unfriending you, fucking keyboard warrior. That's great.
Yeah, all you have to... All it takes, that whole message could have been saved with just the one click that said unfriend.
Yeah, like, why would you bother?
And we have so many fucking Facebook friends that we probably wouldn't have even noticed.
You know what, Kristen? I know you're listening to this. Tell your cousin everything's cool. He can come back.
Yeah, sure.
We'll apologize. We'll make things right.
You know what?
Fuck it. If you get him back to be our friends, I'll send him a fucking t-shirt.
Yeah.
And I want a picture of Jason Bieber rocking our fucking wizard shirt. I will send him a shirt, get him back to be our friends, and get, I guess give me his address. Now we know where he lives.
Do we know? We don't know where he lives.
No, we don't yet. But whatever. Anything else you got there, Mr. Matt?
Not really. You guys, are you going into Staten Island for Phil Singer's Wednesday?
I'm still planning on, but shit just got real fucked up at work this past week. I don't know if I'm going to be able to. I'm going to see how the schedule goes, and I really want to be there for it, dude. I really, truly do.
Matt, are you?
I'm going to try. I'm going to try and go right from my job.
How late of a night is it going to be?
Oh, it'll be over by
9:30. It doesn't start. Well, the next day is fucking 4th of July.
Yeah.
Oh. It's 4th of July.
It's July 3rd. It's next Wednesday.
Staten Island,
4th of July is a Thursday.
That changes everything, because I was not really planning on going.
Okay, I don't think the people that are listening really give a shit.
Oh, yeah, we can talk
about
this
fucking,
later.
Yeah, come on, dude.
Maybe someone can respond to any of my fucking emails that I send you guys like a fucking jerk off.
I fucking told you we're going to do the show at fucking Pat's house. What do you want me to suck your cock while I'm telling you?
Please, can I get some of that?
All right, Matt, we're going to let you go, buddy. Thanks for calling.
All right. Hey, thanks for having me. I look forward to our 100th episode.
Hey, Matt, we welcome your call anytime.
All right. You're not going to fucking hang up on me like you did last week, you jerk off?
I had nothing to do with that.
No.
That was funny, I admit. All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
Later, freak.
Later, buddy.
Wow. You know what?
How did I go back to half battery right now?
Because you're all charged up.
I was sitting on the arm of the chair.
You're charged up, dude. It was our energy talking about the Biebs.
That's 3 text messages from Matt. I missed them all.
Who cares, dude? We're doing a show. What does he think we're doing? Like, we're just
sitting
around?
That's true.
I mean, you're operating the fucking second laptop tonight on top of fucking talking and drinking.
Well, that's pretty damn impressive.
You could just say that's a true statement. And
that's
true. That's Mr. Garifo, folks. Shiny Wizards Kevin on the Facebook.
Oh, man.
You know what? You can troll.
What does that mean? I still don't know what that means.
Troll is just somebody that fucking just like goes around egging people on.
Okay.
Like just looking for a fight for any dumb fucking reason.
I think I've been a troll then at some
point. Oh, everybody has been. Okay. It's fucking ridiculous. Like we're grown people on this thing. Like there's no kids on our Facebook page. I don't think any kids listen to our show.
I would hope not.
Except for Phil Reyes' kid, God help him if he does.
Mama. Oof.
Punch up something on YouTube for a closing number while I do some quick plugs. All right. Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. As you know, we started a network. It's Shining Wizards Network, real creative name. SWN.ShiningWizards.com. Our rundown of shows right now, Neckbreaker Podcast, our good buddies, they came up with new names for themselves too. Oh, Axel and the Crypt Keeper, that was it. See, I remember that, boys. They did a fucking half year in review for wrestling. Great show, check that out. Whatever, punch up whatever you want, dude. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, our boy Phil Rea, we talked about him. 2.5 Wrestlers recently joined on. Jay Silva, Pat Buck, Kevin Matthews, Midnight Jury, Adam Henning, and Mike Norgonger, dudes out of Philly. Wrestling, pop culture, horror movies, good shit. Who else am I forgetting? Fallen Angels, whenever those guys decide to do their show. And our good friend Just Incredible, PJ Polacco, Just Incredible's Pro Wrestling 101, exclusive on our channel in podcast form. You don't want to miss out on any of that stuff. Who else we got to plug? Clutch and Wiggle Entertainment, CWRadio.com, Handsome Dan's Last Word, .blogspot.com, our buddy Dan Lopez. Kevin, do you have any upcoming comedy shows you want to plug?
Yeah, not so much.
You're like the Jackie the Joke Man of the fucking show now.
Not really, though, because I can't make jokes that I'm talking about wrestling for some reason. We got a couple shows coming up over the next couple months. The Outdoor Summer Comedy Series in West Orange. We're going to have comics that have performed all over the area, Caesars at Atlantic City, Comics in Fockwoods, this upcoming July 10th, I believe is the date. It's the second Wednesday of the month. That's going to be at Egan's in West Orange. We're going to have Matt Christmas, Christine Grillon, Rich McDonald, myself. And then the next month, very happy about this. I know it's not until August, but we're going to have a comic by the name of Mark Normand, who just appeared on Conan O'Brien and was just on the John Oliver show on Comedy Central. He's going to be joining us the third Wednesday in August. So just keep that in mind, doing some big stuff going on now in the world of comedy for me. So, just keep those dates in mind, July 10th and whatever the third week in August is.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I think the only other people we have to plug are the Nerd Herders, our buddies Foxy and Damian Dragon.
There you go.
I'm sure Damian is enjoying his retirement, getting to spend some time with his wife and his kids for a change.
Oh, you know what else I wanted to throw out?
Go ahead, throw it out.
I just saw that too. PWS is now running in Long Island now.
Yes.
That's pretty good. I have a lot of friends from Long Island from college, so I plan on hopefully, if I'm available, to go check out those. They didn't announce where yet, but hopefully they will soon.
But they did mention that it seems like Rahway might be opening up again soon.
Oh, there was a lot of Rahway nostalgia going on today on Facebook with Kevin Matthews and Destruction. So that was cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I truly mean that. If any one of you guys gets Jason Bieber to like us again on the Facebook, I will send him a shirt. No hard feelings. Although it fucking annoyed me. No hard feelings. Yeah,
none at all. We'll get over it. We're all big boys.
Yes. You have a closing number for us, Mr. Garifo.
I do, and I hope it's the song that I think it is.
It is not. I get to laugh at you.
All right. Well, Everyone was going big nuts over the new Curtis Axel hybrid theme with Mr. Perfect.
Yes.
I actually loved his Michael McGillicuddy theme, so I feel like I'm going to throw it out with that just because I had no other ideas.
We are the Shining Wizards, shiningwizards.com. Be marked by the shirt. Show us some love. Next week, I think we're going to have some sort of best of gap filler show. And on July 8th, Monday night, episode 100, please join us. Good night, everybody.
Later.